This is Bob Wynn with A View from Here. Well, Governor Kotek is at it again, distributing millions of dollars throughout the state. Well, except here, of course. Our illustrious governor is distributing nearly $200 million to alleviate homelessness in Oregon. Allocations announced last week included, as you would expect, a vast majority of the money's going to the Willamette Valley towns, you know, Portland, Salem, Eugene, etc. Even $9 million to Jackson County, just over the hill. Klamath County? Well, zip as usual. This comes on the heels of the governor allocating another $100 million or so of your money to designate areas for development by microchip manufacturers in the near future. So instead of finding locations for these proposed sites that are industrial in nature, she decided to target valuable farmland in the Willamette Valley, of course. Klamath County? Well, zip as usual. You know, as residents flee the homeless and crime-ridden city of Portland and the outrageous taxation of California for areas like the Klamath Basin, one would think allocating some of these monies to up-and-coming communities would be in order. But nope, just keep pouring them into the same old communities in the Willamette Valley and, oh yeah, include some for Bend as well, now that it's a liberal stronghold. Perhaps some of these throwaway dollars should be allocated to something that can make a difference, like commercial air service in Klamath Falls. Oh, you say, well, if she did that, she'd have to subsidize air service to all cities in Oregon without it. Well, consider this. Kingsley Field is the only F-15X training facility in the entire country. That's right, to train on these new and important jets, you have to learn right here in Klamath Falls. Not only that, we have a robust Oregon Air Guard base located right here as well. In addition, we already have a control tower for air traffic and the longest runway in Oregon, plus a ton of commercial land available all around the airport. In addition, while I disagree with the project, hundreds and hundreds of people are going to have to come to the Klamath Basin to help remove the four dams on the Klamath River over the next few years. How do they all get here? Well, certainly not by flying into the Crater Lake Klamath Regional Airport. I mean, you know, if we were just located in the Willamette Valley, and, well, you know, if we voted Democratic and were a lot more liberal, well, then we might get some consideration for these additional dollars from the state of Oregon. But until that happens, well, I think Governor Kotek doesn't even know Klamath Falls is in the state of Oregon. Pretty sad. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View from Here.